Justin Fluke back with you. We're talking Valley Falls boys basketball now with head coach Caleb Gatzmeier joining us. The Dragons coming out of the break with the record now 5-1 on the season, 4-0 in Northeast Kansas League play. And coach, a couple good wins going into the break, beating ACCHS 77-27, and then coming out of the break, 81-37, your win over McLeod. So I think you've scored now 70-plus in 5 of your 6 games this season. And it seems like kind of a quick start in both those games against Effingham and McLeod really helped set the tone, especially nice, I'm sure, though, coming out of the break and being able to start quickly and be focused when you weren't even back in school yet.
Yeah, definitely. We had some really good practices over Christmas break. And the whole focus was when we come out second half of the season, just early on being focused and ready to go and setting a tone of the team that we're going to be. And I thought we did a tremendous job, you know, coming out of the gates and doing that. And it was a nice win going into Christmas break, you know, taking care of business against Effingham. We really got it rolling into the game, that game with like, I want to say 4 guys in double figures, you know, and it all started with Trenton. He had 25, and Damian and Hayden with their tremendous guard play and doing the things that they're doing and knocking down outside shots. And we've started to shoot the ball a lot better. Damian's probably been shooting it the best this season. And Trenton, the last 2 games, he's had back-to-back games where he's knocked down 4 3-pointers. So that's really opening up things on the inside for Colin and Flint. We're doing a great job of getting the ball up and down the floor, and that's the key for us. And I think teams are realizing the pace that we want to play, and, you know, teams are having a hard time of keeping up and down the floor with us. So I'm just excited how our group's playing right now.
Everything going pretty well, but I'm sure there's some things that you wanted to work on. And over Christmas break, I know a lot of coaches put in a few different sets or inbound plays. Were you able to get some things accomplished and happy with the way practices over break went?
Yeah, I think so. We spent a lot of time doing some different defensive stuff, just to give teams a little bit different look. Maybe the second time they play us, or, you know, just mixing some things up so teams are seeing a variety of things. Our man-to-man half-court defense is really good. I think it's only getting better. A big thing that I stressed to our guys over Christmas break was, you know, everybody buying in and working hard, and maybe our, you know, our JV and our second five, really pushing our varsity starters to get better over Christmas break. I think that, you know, our JV team is a pretty solid competitive team, and they gave us a couple really good scrimmages over Christmas break that I think prepared us for our first game out of the blocks against McLeod, and got us focused on what we needed to do. But, you know, I think for the most part, we're just really focused on what we need to do. And, you know, it's kind of a group, you know, you as a coach, you know, any coach will tell you that when you've got a group that's really solid, you may not have to worry so much about what other teams do. You just focus on what you need to do. And a lot of it takes care of itself.
I mentioned the interesting schedule. The last 2 teams you played are also the next 2 teams that you're going to play. Makeup game against Effingham on Thursday night here at third place, and then you host McLeod on Friday. So back-to-back nights and 2 teams that you beat pretty handily. How do you keep the team hungry, focused, and locked in here for these next couple repeat quick rematches?
You know, sometimes you can really stress that, you know, you're only as good as your next opponent, and you can't play down to any kind of level of competition. You just got to worry about what you do. But at the same time, those 2 teams have some pretty good coaches, and I know they're going to make some adjustments and do some things probably differently this next time around. So we've got to be prepared for that. And it's, again, this week's been kind of tough because, you know, no school. So you haven't been able to have the full out practice that you want, so you can work on those things. So it'll just kind of be a, you know, talk to the guys beforehand and say, hey, you know, they're going to want to, you know, do better than they did the last time around. And you've got to set the tone early against them when you step out on the floor and kind of take all that hope away. So, you know, with this group, I've got some really good leadership between Hayden and Trenton and Flynn as my captains, and then my other 2 starters, Damian and Colin. They do a good job of understanding the task at hand, and we'll be rocked and ready to go.
Well, best of luck, Coach. Yeah, keep it rolling, and we'll look forward to chatting more next week. Thanks for your time.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Coach Caleb Gatzmeier of the Dragons, the Valley Falls Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Heinen Repair and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.